Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, coming back to you one more time from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg. The first time in a couple weeks, Greg Pickle has been here to answer your Penn State football questions, your recruiting questions. We've got some evergreen questions that go back, as I slacked on the job picking out questions in previous weeks. Some of your questions were skipped over, not because they weren't good, but because they weren't fresh enough. They weren't recent enough. We're going to go back and try to answer some of those questions here. As always, download the Keystone Sports app if you haven't already. There's a button for Ask Greg. All you got to do is click on that button, fire off your question. The winning question, as determined by Greg each week, will get a Keystone Sports Network polo. I'm wearing mine for the very first time, a nice maroon this time. And if there were ever a poor model for a shirt of any kind, if you saw me in a catalog somewhere, you would never buy a KSN polo shirt. But it's a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Even on you.
It's just a little lumpier on me. That's just it. But it's a cool shirt. And there's to get a nice polo shirt, and all you have to do is ask a good question. That seems like a good deal to me. Download the Keystone Sports app and fire them off. We're going to start this week. Nick from Berwick. Who's the most memorable recruit in your time following Penn State football, whether it was a roller coaster of a recruitment or just an overall positive experience?
So number one, speaking of polos and Labatt Blues, Nick is a member of the two-time winner club on this show, this program, this network,
select,
which means
the select company.
Means when he meets Jim, he has to buy him a couple of beers. So let's just keep that in mind. If you win twice, you owe Jim a couple of beers. Anyway, yeah,
it's that's the least you can do.
Right. For these two polos.
For God's sake.
It's
have some self-respect, man.
That's right.
Sorry for yelling at you, Nick.
Anyway, that's a great question. Looking at, I don't know if it'll be the winner this week, but it is a great question. Looking back over it, you know, one relationship, the first relationship I formed a recruit in his family was Marcus Allen, and I still keep in touch with him and his dad, not frequently by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, we ran into him in the airport in Baltimore and got to catch up a little bit last year, and that's one where I will always follow his career closely and what he does, just because you build that relationship with these guys, and you know him from the time they're juniors or sophomores in high school, and then they go on and play in the NFL, and you think, wait, where did the last, you know, 6 to 7 years go? So, you know, following Micah Parsons' recruitment, I think, is going to be one where anyone you ask that kind of question to who does this for a living is going to remember that one. Christian Wilkins is another one where
His name comes up like almost every show. He was recruited what, in like the 2015-2016 class?
It's now going to be I'm going to be my goal to make sure he is mentioned every show. That recruitment was just so weird because it seemed like Penn State was locked to get him, and it was just a matter of when that was going to happen. And yeah, it didn't really work out that way. So that was always a fascinating one that comes to mind. I would say those three for sure. And Mike Gesicki too. I mean, that was one of James Franklin's first big scores. And I just never forget talking to our buddy, our good buddy, friend of the show, Brian Doan, was like, hey, don't bother me back during my scout days because I'm going to my birthday dinner. And then Mike Gesicki commits to Penn State. And I just texted him and said, I'm not sure how good that dinner is, but you just might want to be aware that Mike Gesicki just committed to Penn State, and that will forever have ruined Doan's birthday dinner. So that one always comes to mind as well.
And that's a special time. I mean, how many dinners have you had ruined? Penn State, it can be recruiting, but Penn State has a way of releasing information at a time that is so suboptimal. Not that it's about us or not that it's about you, but there's a reason that Greg Pickle – when's the last time you went somewhere without your laptop?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. Never.
That's life as Greg Pickle. The sad, depressing life of Greg Pickle right there. Laptop at the ready all the time. Or you're filing something by your phone.
Right.
Like he's a very resourceful individual. But that's recruiting. The thing that comes to mind is how about guys that we've talked to on this show?
Yeah.
You know, like that, you will do a little bit more working off hours and stuff and communicating with those guys. But guys coming on the show. We've had a bunch of them over the years. And you think about the quarterbacks a lot of the time, like Sean Clifford was outstanding on our show. Jake Zembeck, before he became Mr. Drip, was outstanding on the show. I was a big fan of Bryce Effner, who was outstanding. Mike Miranda, who's that? Justin Fields was on. This was right around the time where his confidence in Penn State was starting to get shaky.
You asked CJ Thorpe a number of questions similar to his jersey number currently, if I remember correctly.
12 and a half minutes, probably 60 questions. And that's like, he's so full of personality. That was right. One of my bigger surprises. Yetur Gross-Matos, I'm sure you've experienced over the years. He's not really big about talking about himself. We've seen his incredible life story come up though, ironically, but, Mike Miranda was really good. Lamont Wade was really good. We talked about just people, you know, he had a target on his back for a long time as a recruit. And I think to a certain extent, people in the Pittsburgh area still put a target on him and want him to fail. You know, it's an interesting position he's been put in. Devin Ford was great, but yeah, I think, you go down through our SoundCloud or whatever, you can find a lot of recruits.
Speaking interviews. Of the SoundCloud, the people that hate when we only get the two questions in this segment are really not going to like the start of this one.
I have more players I want to discuss here. No,
but let's just do rapid fire. 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Matt from Bloomsburg, how does the recruiting process begin? Greg Pickle has been rated a 4-star defensive tackle by Rivals, and James Franklin wants to recruit him. Some of that might be true. I don't know. Who reaches out first, Franklin, Sean Spitzer, someone else in their recruiting office? When Franklin does eventually sit down in Greg's living room, what is his pitch for coming to Penn State other than saying, hey, Greg, I'll get you a napkin because you just spilled beer all over yourself again? That's how you appeal to Greg Pickle. Right.
That's
there.
Right. Okay. So, all right. So obviously it's a little bit different for all guys, right? So if you're a 5-star, no brainer. If you're Caleb Williams, Penn State's not holding a staff meeting to say, hey, let's offer this Caleb Williams guy. He looks pretty good on tape.
He's a scrappy kid.
He's getting an offer right away, and it's probably going to be the full court press immediately with Franklin being involved. If it's somebody else who might be a little bit more of a developmental player, maybe someone who hasn't played a lot of football, but there's tape out there. The recruiting office will gather film at each position. They'll sit with the coach and say, hey, coach, these 10 guys look like they have good film. And then the recruiting staffer and the position coach, and maybe it gets up to the level of Brent Pry and Kirk Shiraka. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. Depends how busy they are. They'll then sit down and say, okay, these are the 3 guys out of the 10 we want to take to the whole staff to watch. And then each position coach will do that. So maybe they come into a meeting one day and they have, you know, 28 players to watch across the, you know, all the coaches. Obviously Franklin will be in there and he has the final say on these things, but you know, he's going to rely on his coaching staff too. And if 3 of them say, coach, we should offer this guy, even if he doesn't maybe see it right away, they're going to do it. So, you know, that guy then might pick up an offer. Maybe he has to come to camp and you know, show the staff what he can do before they give him that opportunity. But with the high level guys, Franklin and the main position coach, that area recruiter, etc., they're all on board and it's a full court press from the start.
Good
I hope
question.
That answers the question.
Well, you sound like somebody who's been recruited, so that's the essence of the question.
Right.
The Keystone Kickoff Show, this is Ask Greg. We're talking Penn State football, Penn State recruiting. By the way, the blue-white game coming soon. Feels like spring now. It's really going to feel like spring when that comes around in April. And GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend start at just $500. You and a bunch of friends, so do the math there. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall, which is incredibly cool. Spend the weekend in a luxurious RV. That's a typo in what you gave me, Jim. I will never forgive you for that. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. All really cool perks that come with a unique experience in the first place. Go to gopsurv.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for all the details. That's 1-800-519-8467 to learn about this incredible offer. Andrew from Elmer, New Jersey. I thought we were going rapid fire, by the way. That was not the most rapid fire.
It wasn't really a question that allowed for it.
Still. Hi, Greg. I'm impressed with Keandre Lambert. How much does his commitment soften the sting of losing Julian Fleming from a skill perspective and from a recruiting perspective?
I don't know if it lessens the sting. He's a really good player, but it's just really hard to lose five stars that are in your backyard. But I think that being said, the five receivers Penn State signed all are very talented, and each has kind of a skill set that is very good to have. You can't knock Penn State's receiver group, Dustin, even if it did not include the biggest fish they had in the pond in the last cycle.
Here's one from John from Arlington, Virginia. I've been following a lot of your fellow Penn State beat reporters online for a long time. The Patriot News team, Audrey Center, Neil Rudell, Rich Scarsella, Mark Brennan, etc. Which one would you say are the smartest, funniest, most knowledgeable, most fun to be around? I'll leave it up to you. What you want to come up with some less flattering categories as well. How about... I'm gonna go off the grid here. Biggest travel liability.
Biggest travel liability. That could be just about any of them. Yeah, probably our good buddy Dave Jones fits that bill.
I'm pretty sure that's the
door you were opening for that.
Yeah, it sure is. No doubt.
We're lucky, honestly, to have the Penn State beat's a very collegial group. There's not really a lot of nastiness or anything like that, so that's good. You got any categories you want to throw out there?
I'm gonna go with John. I came up with my own category.
All right.
How about smartest?
Smartest. That's a great question. In terms of intelligence or in terms of? We'll go with Mark Brennan.
You just ruled yourself with that question.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So Brennan.
We'll go with Brennan.
Institutional knowledge on Penn State football will be high on his list. How about funniest?
Funniest. Man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of dry I would say probably Ben Jones has the most humorous personality of the folks that cover the team.
A lot of dry sarcasm.
Yes, dry sarcasm, correct.
Most knowledgeable, would that be Brennan as well?
Sure.
But, the Penn State beat has a lot of people who are very experienced covering that team.
Yeah, snarkiest goes to our power, Audrey Snyder, for sure.
Sure, yeah.
The wet blanket award goes to Neil Rudell, because if you don't follow James Franklin's Tuesday news conferences, and we usually cut out that part of the banner when we play the clips, but Neil and James certainly have some good back and forth.
Who's the biggest thorn in James Franklin's side?
I would say probably Audrey.
Yeah.
You know, she fairly or unfairly, she asks a lot of the questions that he either doesn't want to talk about, doesn't think should be asked, etc. So yeah, I'd say probably go with Audrey there.
Yeah, I mean, and to some extent, like, it might rub some fans the wrong way, it might rub James Franklin the wrong way, but when it comes down to it, there are questions that have to be asked,
right?
And she's very, very, not that other people aren't, but she's maybe the most willing to fall on that grenade.
Right. Got
to
throw our buddy Mike Poorman a shout out too. When you talk about the institutional beat knowledge, him, Neil, Brennan, they certainly have it.
How about most fun to be around?
Flounders. I mean, I think we can establish that.
Yeah.
Plus he's a teammate of ours here. So
yeah. Watching a game with Bob, like, you can learn an incredible amount, but you'll also have like a lot of laughs. Like, I mean, we have lit up the press box before with just laughter. Oh,
5 seconds. Let's make that question the winner.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. 5 seconds. John Powers from Virginia. We will be reaching out with a KSN polo. For now, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian. We'll talk some Penn State wrestling after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The blue-white game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.